Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. As always, I'm just delighted to be with you, sharing this time with you. And, of course, we have our lovely co-host here, Caroline Allen. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you? Are you about to be blown off the face of the earth by the wind today?
No, actually, it's a very nice day here. We've been through our dark night of the weather and all kinds of problems, but now we're smooth sailing and it's just gorgeous.
That's wonderful. Good.
I would like to invite those who are listening who perhaps would like a healing with Caroline to give us a call here at 877-876-5227. And if we can get some information for you from the cherubim, we would be delighted. Just to remind you, they are the keepers of the universal records that's located in the center of the cosmos. And for those of you who might be interested in knowing about the different deposits of records and how they are placed throughout the cosmos, you can get that information at my website, akashicreading.com, and you can get to that gateway through carolynevers.com. And for our Canadian folks, call in. We'd love to hear from you. That number is 888-810-8322. Caroline, is there anything special that you would like to talk about with regards to your healing practice, the sort of things that the light workers are being burdened with physically? I got to laugh at that one.
Oh,
we're all complaining out there, aren't we?
We're all complaining. Wondering when this is going to cease.
Well, according to Archangel Michael, all I got to say is think like the British with that stiff upper lip because we're in for some good news, a long ride here. What do you see? What are you working with, Caroline?
Well, in terms of what people are calling me about,
what
personal physical ills are, or
yeah, I kind of wanted to hear from you what people are complaining about physically at the moment.
Well, pretty much everybody's complaining about low energy. Legs that either hurt or feel weak and like they're not going to hold them up very well. A lot of fluttering of the heart or rapid heartbeat or high blood pressure. And there are quite a few people that are still having problems sleeping through the night. And I don't know that that's going to change anytime soon. It certainly hasn't changed for me, and I don't know that it's going to change for anybody else. That's not been any of my information yet. Of course, I've got colds and flu and all that sort of stuff going around right now, too. But
my goodness, we got somebody beeping in who probably is sharing in some of those problems. Who's calling, please?
This is Ron.
Ron?
Yeah.
Hi, Ron.
How are you?
What did you want to discuss? Something in healing, something with the cherubim, something with Archangel Michael? What did you have in mind today?
I think Caroline did something with a caller the last week or so where she did something with the infinity symbol on their brain to make the left and right side brain function.
Maybe not last week, but certainly sometime in the past. Caroline, do you want to address that topic for Ron?
Carolyn, give us a little thought first.
Okay, here's what he talked about, Caroline, the infinity symbol. That you, in the past, you had used the infinity symbol. We've got an echo here, Don, if we can straighten this out.
We do. We've got
bad echo. Caroline, let me tell you what Ron said.
Okay.
Ron said that in the past, you had used the infinity symbol over someone to connect the right
Is it
side of the brain with the left side of the brain?
I apologize.
That,
do you hear still hear an echo there or something?
Yeah, it's been a bad echo.
Is it one of the lines, the caller's line? Caller?
I'm still here.
Are you able to, you don't have anything on, right?
Right.
Okay. Well.
It's more clear now, Don.
Yeah, now remember, we're using digital lines, so if it cuts in and out, if it does that, just pause and then repeat what you're going to say.
Okay.
And if you notice...
Now it just echoed then. We're echoing bad.
Oh, that doesn't matter. What you're hearing and what the audience hears is totally different.
Okay, well then, I can swim through this.
Yeah, if you're hearing too much echo, let me know. I can always bring it down, but the audience is hearing a separate mix.
Okay. We'll keep that in mind.
All right.
Anyway, Caroline.
Don, I also would like to say that Caroline and the caller are breaking up for me.
Okay. Am I still breaking up?
No, now I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
Caroline, what Ron asked was, you had done some work with people in the past with the infinity symbol, connecting the both sides of the brain. So before you do that for Ron, how about giving the folks a little idea of what this does and why you use it?
Okay. God told me at one point when I was working on somebody that it was time to start connecting the right and left sides of the brain, as well as the top and the bottom sections of the brain, so that all of the brain itself would come online and would work together simultaneously, instead of, you know, we've talked for decades about thinking on the left side of your brain or the right side of your brain. And people having different capacities to combine those kinds of thought patterns. Now, once you do the infinity symbol all the way down through the brain, and then God turns on all the lights, the electrical wiring, everything is hooked up from the very base of the brain all the way up to the top of the brain, as well as across the whole span of the brain. So there's no part of the brain that won't start working together with the rest of it. Would you like for us to do that with you?
Yeah, yes, I would.
Okay. Okay, and your name's Don?
No, it's Lon.
Ron.
Lon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, now you may feel some tingling in your brain, you may not. It depends on your ability to feel things. And now this looks sort of like the Hot Wheels figure eight that they used to do. It looks like that, and it goes down, and it's continuous. Figure eight all the way down through your brain. It goes all the way to the full sides and all the way down to the base of your brain. And then once it gets online all the way down to the base, it's kind of like God flips the switch and the lights all come on. And I see the lights going up from the base of the brain all the way up. And as they go and come on, I see the various parts of the brain, the neurons, the dendrites, everything being connected within the brain in all sections as it comes back up. Okay, now, everything's lit. I can see it all working. It looks now like a rainbow sort of electrical panel might look if you could see the motion and the movement of the electrical pattern as it goes through like a clear electrical cord. I can see all the different color lights and so forth working and coming on now. As any time you have any kind of energy work done, you need to be sure that you drink a lot of water, because your brain will clear as this comes online, and you may feel tingling around the inside of your skull in various places, and just know that that's a sign that things are coming back to life, and that this whole process takes several months to completely have everything totally integrated, and you'll then really start seeing a change in the way you think.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Ron.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Now, I, of course, you know I'm down here in the trenches with my hand up, Caroline. I'm not going to let you go by this without asking a question.
Okay, well, I was thinking we've done yours, haven't we?
Oh, we did. But okay. We have a lot of people out there in the audience who, number one, hasn't had it done, and number two, might like to have some explanations. And let me ask you a question. From your experience with people who you have done this to before, what kind of changes in their thinking have they discussed? What are they doing that perhaps is a little different now than it was before they had this infinity symbol integration?
Well, I think the best example is a man who was a mechanical engineer that called me and wanted to have this done. And he was very definitely focused on that side of the brain that's mechanical, logical, questioning. He was on that. He was focusing almost entirely out that part of his brain. Now, once this all came online, he realized that he actually had creative abilities, that he had was able to think creatively at the same time that he was thinking logically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically the thing that I think you noticed at first, is that you're not just thinking logically, but that you're thinking creatively at the same time.
And also creatively has to do with the spiritual enhancement of where your thinking leads you.
Right. And the spiritual part of the brain really starts coming online more quickly. So if you've been on a spiritual path, you usually will find that it will accelerate. If you haven't been on one, then your spiritual path is going to sort of like be going from 0 to 60 in 30 seconds. It's going to be you take off.
That's funny. Well, that's been my problem, is I've already gone from 0 to whatever 110 and not having a real outlet to express that. So.
Well, now Ron, you can wear your helmet.
Yeah, I need that thinking cap on, you know.
Well, bless you.
I was wondering if I know I'm taking up some time, but I was wondering if you could look in the Akashic and tell me what my plan is.
What your what is?
My mission.
Your mission.
Uh huh. Yeah. Or any, if there's any mastery that I need to be messing with.
What was that you said before, need to be messing with? I missed that.
Oh, on my mission?
Yeah,
or,
I heard that.
Or if there's any kind of mastery that I need to be focusing. Yeah.
Okay.
I've got
you know,
this.
The two questions that you're asking me, Ron, probably is about a 6-page reading from the cherubim.
Oh, okay.
Because what they usually do is go through the colors that you were created upon, and that instilled the direction and the drive that you had to accomplish with spiritual mission and so forth. But let me see if I can get one little thing for them, because to be honest with you, we're into an area now when you get into these things. Like I said, it's a 6 or 7 page reading.
Yeah.
So let me see what I can find out for you real quick.
Okay.
What they are showing me is a pair of steps, and it is very much like Jacob's ladder from the Bible. You might be familiar with this, where Jacob had this vision of individuals, angels, and so forth coming up and down this ladder, and they're instead of giving me the ability to look in the record and actually read what is there, when I have such a short time like this, they show me an image so that they can give me an overall picture. And so they are showing me this ladder, and the ladder goes like up into the clouds. They're not showing me what is on the other side of the clouds, but what they are saying is that this is the line of progression that one takes on their journey. And we've talked about this, the three different roads that a person can take. We come in taking the middle road, and if we don't keep up to our mission, we fall to the lower road. And if we excel and we really work at it, which is what our soul really wants, then we progress to the high road. And they're showing this individual who would be you, Ron. You are observing now this ladder. You haven't quite put your feet on the first rung, but you got like your hands on the side of that ladder. You're getting ready to do this, dear. And so they are saying, with a little bit of time that they have, is that they welcome you to the path. They are encouraging you to put forth a little bit more effort, because you have wonderful things to do. Your soul has etched out a piece for you that is great glory and joy, but they're showing me you kind of tinkering a little bit down at the bottom, deciding if you're really going to take that first step. And so they're also showing, and it is so cute and adorable, they're standing behind you, giving you this little nudge.
It's a great nudge.
What'd you say?
It's a gigantic nudge.
Well, they're there giving you the nudge and imploring you to work along with your higher mind and to start on this journey. The end of the ladder is in the clouds. They are not showing the final destination, but what they are saying is the end of that ladder is in a great and glorious cloud of attainment. And so they are telling you to take that first step.
Okay. Excellent.
Good talking to you, dear.
Call in again. I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. I had a thought here I wanted to discuss with you about this, Caroline, but at the moment it has just slipped my mind. I'm still standing there at the bottom of that ladder.
I love the picture of the ladder. That's great.
Well, you see, when I do a reading for people, we go into great depth about when this person was called into form. We have another caller, and what is your name?
Hi, this is Nancy Sue.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello, Caroline and Caroline.
How are you doing, dear?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you.
Great, that's good to hear.
Yes,
we love
it.
Who'd you want to talk to, Caroline or me or both?
Well, you know, I just heard about that infinity symbol, and I would love to have that done.
You know what I love about you, Nancy? When you go shopping, you want the whole list.
There you go.
I guess they got your little finger going now, Caroline. Lay the infinity symbol on her.
Okay, and we can do this en masse. So if there are other people who are listening who would like to have the infinity symbol activated, if you'll just say that you'd like to have that done to your angels who are standing behind you, we can do everybody else that's listening and chooses to have this done at the same time. How about that?
Oh,
I love
fantastic.
It. So put
okay.
your hand up, folks. Yep, exactly, and let us know. Okay, that's awesome.
Boy, I saw a group of them put their hands up.
I did, too. I did, too. I saw some angels lifting hands, too.
I didn't see that. I love it.
Okay. Now, I'll describe it to you, Nancy. What happens is there is an infinity symbol which is overlaid on top of your brain, and there's one that goes down through your brain which is not active. So what God does is make the infinity symbol on top of your brain, and then he starts it down just like you would do when you're using that little Hot Wheels track and you keep going round and over and down on each side, and it goes the depth and width of your brain, and it continues all the way down through your entire brain, past your ears and down to the base of your brain. And now when it gets to the bottom, it's like God throws a switch, and then he goes back up, and as he actually, it's almost more like his footprint very lightly touches the infinity symbol as he goes up, and it turns on the lights as he goes. And it looks like a clear tube. And you see all different colors of light, all the rainbow colors coming to life and sparkling and moving throughout the length and breadth and depth of the infinity symbol. Now tell all of you to be sure and drink plenty of water, because the brain will release any kind of toxins that have gotten through the blood-brain barrier. The cells will cleanse, purify, and be filled with the light. And at any point in your brain where there might be neurons that are not connected to each other, those will be connected to each other. So you may feel some tingling going on in your head as that's being done. I have had a couple of people, but only two, I think, in the time I've been doing this, who've actually complained of headaches, but you may have a headache. Not long, but you may just have a short headache a couple of times while this process is being completed. Okay, now all the lights are on and everybody's brains and all parts of your brain will come online. Thank you very much, Nancy, for facilitating this for everybody else.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure. Let us know how things go in the future. If you're more creative or spiritual or what you want to report to us later.
Will do.
All right. Take care, Nancy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Caroline, in case, why don't you give your number out in case there are some people out there who don't want to call on the radio, who feel a little hesitant, but want a personal meeting with you on the telephone for some healing issue.
Okay. My phone number is 540-586-2401, and I work about a week or two out, depends on the time of the year as to how far ahead I am, and yet some days I may have 15 or 20 minutes in which I can do something like the activation of the figure eight in a few minutes instead of having to wait for a week or two to have that done. So please call me if you're interested in that or other healing work.
Well, that was interesting, Caroline. I'm glad that Ron called in and asked for that. We have another call, and who's this caller?
Hi, Caroline. It's Mona Williams.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What did you say your first name was?
Mona. M-O-N-A.
Mona. Okay, Mona. Hi, dear.
Hi. Let's see. I guess I'd like to speak to Caroline about another healing.
Okay. She's listening for you.
Okay. Let's see. I'm having a lot of abdominal, interstitial, cystitis type stuff. I'm wondering if you could go in and just see what's going on. Hello?
Okay. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm already looking. Hear me? I'm quiet when I'm looking.
Okay.
She's like a mother checking out a kid's bedroom.
Yeah, I have to peek under all the covers.
Please.
Between all of the muscles and look all around. Mm-hmm. When did this start, Mona?
10 years ago.
You've been having this for 10 years?
Yeah, since menopause. So.
What were you getting ready to say?
I think it's from a past life, I've been told.
Well, it's been for at least 10 years of your past life.
Exactly.
Well, I've lived about 4 in this incarnation.
Have you done a parasite cleanse?
No, but, you know, I was thinking about it. Isn't it strange that you say that? A cleansing.
Well, it seems to me like it's been a long time since you've done a parasite cleanse.
Okay.
Have you been out of the country? Have you been someplace where you would pick up parasites?
Not in the last few years.
10 years ago.
Well, I lived in Europe. Which.
Well, you've really got, you've got some parasites which are in your intestinal tract.
Okay.
Which are also, there are also some within the muscles.
Oh.
And there's some in the female regions of your body, as well as the bladder. You've got a lot of abdominal parasites. Okay, now what you really need to do for the intestinal ones is use oil of oregano.
Oil of oregano, okay.
Uh-huh. And what you do is, now this stuff is very strong. There is some edible grade oil of oregano, which you can find on the internet. I haven't found any of that in the health food stores around where I live.
Okay.
But it's very strong, so you want to put something like some orange juice, not much, like maybe a fourth of a cup.
Okay.
In the bottom of a small cup, put 4 drops of oil of oregano in the center of, as close to the center of the cup or glass as you can.
Okay.
Okay, and chug it all at one time.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, is this a full cup? Full cup? Well, let's see. No, a fourth cup of orange juice with 4 drops.
You can do orange juice, tomato juice.
Okay.
Apple. tea, whatever you want to, but you're going to chug whatever it is if you put it in.
Caroline, in some of the health food stores, they sell this diluted already.
Oh, do they?
My health food store does. I purchased it full strength, so it depends on where you buy it, whether it's diluted or not.
Well, I haven't seen any, but let me ask a couple of health food stores here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, if you take that for 10 days, then you're going to go off of it for 10 days, and then you're going to go back on it for 10 days, that's going to get rid of the intestinal parasites.
Okay.
All right. Now, the other thing you need to do, and I think, Carolyn, I think you were telling me that you can still buy the Zapper on the Internet.
Yeah, it's available. Do a search on Google. It's about $89.
What's the name of it? Is it just called the Zapper?
Just call it the Zapper. You'll find some websites that have
okay.
it. It's about $89, something like that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is a small battery-powered electrical charge, okay, and it has two cords. You wrap it around your wrist, both wrists, and then you put the battery in the little thing, and you can feel, or I could feel anyway, when I use it, I can feel just this little sort of pulse coming out of it.
Okay.
And it goes throughout your body, and it kills the parasites that are in the tissues.
Oh.
Okay, in the bloodstream, so that you get rid of all of the parasites that you have. You have got a lot of them in your abdominal
Ooh.
Area. I guess they have, you've had them for a long time, so they just sort of kept multiplying.
Yeah, isn't it?
Now, when you use a Zapper, you will, I really would get after, I think it says something like maybe use it for 7 minutes the first time. I couldn't stand it that long.
Okay, use it every day.
The directions are there.
Okay.
The directions
okay.
will tell you what to do.
Okay.
But if you start feeling like you can't stand to have it on any longer, just cut your time short and build up the next day by another minute or something.
Okay.
Okay, and it will get rid of the parasites.
Okay.
And don't be concerned about it, Mona. The amount of electrical current is very slight.
Yeah.
It's just a small battery that's in there. So don't think you're going to electrocute yourself.
Okay.
And I don't even, is it a 9-volt battery? I can't remember.
I don't recall. They're small batteries that you put in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good information. And that's all you're seeing there then.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fixable, dear.
Oh, that's such good news.
You know, you may have some past life issues that need to be talked about, but we don't really have time in a radio program to go into a whole past lifetime.
No, that's
you
really.
You call me, and we'll work on that if you see that this doesn't completely clear it up.
Okay. Oh, that is such helpful information. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll get started on that right away.
Now, Mona, before you leave, let me add something to this. Caroline gave you directions as to how you take the oregano, how you work with that. Follow those directions because you kill off some of the little critters and they lay eggs and form more. And so the second time when you do it, you're going after the eggs that have hatched.
I see.
So
okay.
Did you write all that down?
Yes, 10 days on, 10 days off. Yes, I've got it.
Okay, follow
and
that.
10 days back on. So it's a 30-day process. 10
oh.
days on, 10 days off, 10 days on.
Oh, so twice.
Follow that procedure, Mona.
Okay, twice. All right, I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah,
you're
call
welcome.
Back. Let us know what happened.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Well, we're getting a little workout here, Caroline.
Yes, we are.
And that's
I've
good.
Got a- Yeah, I've got a huge echo. Do you have an echo anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm standing here in the telephone booth. I don't know if other people... I don't know if the listeners are hearing. Don said they're not, so I'm going on the higher wisdom.
Hold on. No, I do not believe the listeners are hearing that at all. See, what I'm doing is I'm feeding in a separate mix, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's it's a separate mix, and it's not a clean as it's going over the air, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Well, let's ask this caller.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Let's ask the next caller if they hear the echo.
Well, yeah, we'll do that.
They're on the air right now.
Oh, we got a caller?
Caller?
Yes.
Are you hearing an echo?
Hello?
Yes. Are you hearing an echo over the airwaves?
I'm not hearing anything over their airwaves. I can barely hear you.
I can turn myself up quite significantly.
That's better.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm hearing you now.
All right. Well, can you guys hear each other okay?
I can hear the caller.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can hear.
Believe me, it's a separate system. I got to get the host going to have to get used to it, I know, but the clarity is better out over the air this way.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And what is the caller's name?
Hey, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hey.
Who did you want to talk to? Caroline, Carolyn, or both of us?
Actually, I think it's going to end up being both of
us. Oh, so we're going to do a do-si-do here, huh? Caroline, I'll let you go first, dear.
let her ask the question, and then we'll see who needs to go first.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's going on, and then y'all can just jump right in there.
Okay.
When Caroline was doing the infinity thing with the first guy that called in.
Yes.
I was sitting doing that also.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeling it. I was actually feeling it happening. But what happened was I was given a symbol, a couple years ago, myself. And when I was doing that infinity thing, a symbol, this other symbol that I was given popped in also. And the symbol that I was given, I call it, or they called it, the staff.
The staff?
The staff. Mm-hmm. Like my rod, my staff, they comfort me.
Yes, S-T-A-F-F.
Yeah. And what it was just, it actually it comes out the top of like the staff. It curves at the top and goes straight down.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out of the eighth chakra, the back of the head. It comes out from the back of the head and it curves up and then comes straight down through the body. And what it does for me is it acts sort of like a lightning rod. And it attracts. Pulls, it's almost like it soups up the energy. And when I was doing the infinity symbol, this one popped in and the back of my head was just going crazy.
Oh.
And so I know I had some of my students try this symbol out on them, and it did something different for every single person. It's almost like it's customized for each person. The shaman that I worked with that gave it to, she saw it as a cobra coming down and around.
Mm-hmm.
A lady who wanted me to work with her to do a past life regression, we were going to make a date. She took the symbol and tried it, and it dispersed. It got rid of or merged or transmuted that past life that she was going to come see me about.
Well, that's incredible.
Yeah, so
it's
a very powerful symbol, but apparently it does something different for every person. Now, I wanted to mention that to Caroline, that came in when she was going through this process with her infinity. And to Caroline, what do you get that the connection between the two are?
You mean to ask the cherubim?
Yeah, that was very cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, interestingly, when you were, I have not asked them, but I will, but I'll give you an impression that I had when you were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
There was something that flashed before my eyes, and it was a carving on one of the Egyptian temples. I just felt that there was a connection. The purpose of this was known, and that there was a connection between this and Egyptian teachings. How does that sound to you, Caroline?
Well, that sounds plausible.
Well, I didn't know if you had any input on that.
No, I wasn't getting anything about Egypt on that.
Uh-huh.
So that was your part.
Now the caller, I'm going to ask, but I'm just kind of curious about this. The caller has worked with it and apparently has given it to other people. And you work in the healing area yourself?
Yes.
What did you sense from it? Did you sense that this was from Egypt or?
Well, when you said that, I had the rush. I had the energy rush. You know, those truth chills you get.
Yeah, you had the energy rush and you weren't drinking anything.
Exactly. So I think there is that connection there. I think you definitely hit something there when you said that.
Well, it just seemed very clear to me. I was seeing the wall of this Egyptian temple, and I don't know who this was, but he very clearly has one of these in his hand, and he is in a teaching mode. And so I really felt at the time this was an energetic tool, not that they used it. See, you're talking about using this mentally. I think they did more than that, that they actually had a physical tool that they used, held it in their hand, and there was a connection. I'm not sure of how they connected. I'm getting the word student. They were teaching their students how to rev up their energy system, but instead of working with this mentally, they were literally using a tool that helped generate the energy, almost like an electric current, right along. You probably feel that very strongly, don't you? This is involved with an electrical current of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's see what the cherubim have to say about it.
Yeah, because, I mean, my chakra, the back of my head, is just going crazy since I did the infinity thing.
Oh, really?
That symbol. Really, it's just.
Well,
yeah.
You're talking about two questions now. I think what we're going to do is ask one first.
Okay. All right,
okay. What they are telling me is this is much older than Egypt. This was a discipline, an energetic discipline that was used. It goes back to the time of Atlantis. This knowledge came with Isis when the island during the third destructive period. Isis left with the high priest. They settled in Egypt, and this was one of their teaching disciplines. You're correct with the concept that this was you. I think this really has more to do with the ascension chakra. It is preparing the body for energies, high stepped up energies that come from the cosmos. You are able, now when they say you, they mean humanity, is able to tap into that now because this is a cycle of high energy. This is a period of a cycle that is high energies into the planet, into this whole planetary system, and this tool that you are using is, of course, on the etheric plane, and you are directing this with your mental mental ability, but in Atlantis and in Egypt, they actually did have a tool that they used, and they supercharged it with crystals because the energies that are available now were not available then in Egypt. So they used a crystal to supercharge the metal. I'm trying to see if I can find out what metal this was. It was a gold alloy. Gold being the conductor. And there was another metal in there that made the gold hard enough to be able to use without bending it. But what you are accomplishing now, oh, we're going to get an answer for your second part of the question.
Good.
Everyone will be different. Everyone will have a different result based upon how open and connected the how open and connected the chakras are to one another. What the cherubim are showing me is that, of course, we all have a chakra system, but they are not open and balanced. The governing word here is balanced, and that the more balanced the chakra system is, the more energy that a candidate is going to be able to manipulate. So the person who has chakras that are, number one, either not open sufficiently or are not balanced sufficiently will not be able to contain and control and direct the energies that are coming into the system. If this were not so, they would burn out their own electrical system. So it is a safeguard. Does that answer your question?
Pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yes,
I agree.
Because when you were saying this was, you know, from Atlantis, when you mentioned Egypt, I had the chills on my legs when you said Atlantis. It was the whole body involved. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Well, I think it. Yes, it was Atlantis. It was Atlantean technology, but it was more than just Atlantean technology. This was a tool that ISIS used.
Mm-hmm.
There was a group of initiates who were sort of like the second tier of teachers. In other words, ISIS taught them. They taught the people on the lower rung of achievement, so to speak. And this was one of the tools that they used with this particular group. And what the cherubim are showing me that there were many states of mind in Atlantis, that we had several factions that were there, ones from the Law of One, the others who followed the darker forces, and so that there were many layers of thoughts. And in Atlantis, this was a tool that was not known to the general population. It was guarded because of the energy that it could control. They were using, they had natural energies coming in at that time, but they were also using lasers to go with it. So it was a very powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
It was used among a select few. Oh, my golly, they're going to give us a little more information for you, dear. This seems to be your lucky day.
Well,
you were one of the initiates that was working with this in Atlantis. That's why it's so familiar to you, and it is why you have the ability to control the energies right now.
Mm. I knew that.
Cool.
I knew that.
You know what? what I might suggest for you, if it's of any interest to you, consider a reading. I think you need to pursue that.
Okay.
Anyway, dear, have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, you never know what you're going to uncover, do you?
No.
We've gone from infinity symbols to Atlantean tools.
I know. Amazing.
Interesting day.
Interesting year this is going to be.
Oh, and it's just beginning to heat up.
You know, I have a question, if you don't mind.
Uh-oh.
You know, Carolyn and I, we talk a lot, and we haven't had the opportunity recently because, the reason the opportunity hasn't been there is because I've been too busy and she's been busy and new equipment and everything. But strange things, there's been some interesting... interesting things happening lately. Like the meditations now are so powerful. Last night I went into one and I went into it so quickly and it was so overwhelmingly powerful that I stayed in it a while just thinking how long I could take it, and it started to frighten me. It was really... let's get your person on the air.
Oh, and we'll talk about that later on the show, Don, because this is the month of March, and we're going to talk a little bit about those energies according to Archangel Michael, where they're coming from, what they're supposed to be doing, and perhaps why you're going through what you're going through.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting out there, and this energy's got me, and I'm out there. I don't even know where, but it was all powerful, and it was very energetic, and... I stayed in there, and I actually called in Archangel Michael after I was in there, and it started to get overwhelmingly powerful, and I kept thinking, how much of this can I take? I know you guys aren't going to overwhelm me, but then I started getting a little freaked out as I'm in there, and when I'm like, someone's got to take me out of this, because I don't want to snap out. I don't know what's going to happen. So I was gradually brought out. And it took so long. And then when I got out, I thought, you know, that was bizarre. And so I sat there, closed my eyes, said, okay. You know, I directed my question to Archangel Michael. I said, do it again. And bam, I'm there. No in, no out. And I'm thinking, okay, now I'm freaked out again. So now, really, it was an overwhelmingly powerful energy. But not, it was like you could leave now. Totally just leave. You could just like break your cord and just go. But you knew the reality of it was so close, it was frightening.
Well, don't break your cord, darling,
because we've got a lot of shows you got to put on. I don't think you could, or maybe you can. That's the frightening thing. I don't know. But, wow. And these energies that are coming in are so powerful and so quick and so energetic. It's amazing. If people aren't tapping into it, that's...
We're hoping to address this when we got an opportunity, because it's one of the things I wanted to bring up today.
But I think we have a caller waiting. Yes, I'll let you go. I just thought, you know, it takes a lot to overwhelm me. Thank you.
This is March. This is a very critical time with energy.
Yeah, I guess. Yep.
March, April, and May, this is what Archangel's telling us.
Hello.
We have a caller on the line?
Yes, hi. My name's Vera.
Hi, Vera.
Hi. I had gotten a message to Carolyn via email, and she asked me to call in on the show.
Okay.
And,
I can't remember what your question was, Vera.
I will... Let's see, what it was I had an interesting experience that was, I think it was a dream, but it was more than a dream, and this happened at the end of January, and what it was I was speaking with somebody in my dream, and I don't really know who or what it was, but they said, are you ready? And I said, yes, I'm ready. And then I felt like an electric current that started at the top of my head, and it started moving down along my body, and it eventually engulfed the whole body. And I actually felt myself in bed. I was turned over on my side, but I felt myself sort of lay on my back and you know, spread out to be able to like absorb the energy all the way through. And it kept increasing in intensity and speed. And it didn't hurt, and it wasn't unpleasant, but it was just unusual. And I knew it was actually really happening. And once it stopped, I woke up, and I was sort of trying to figure out what that was all about.
And you want to know where you've been.
Yeah, I was wondering what, you know, maybe you could shed some light on that.
Well, I don't know, but we'll see if we can. Caroline, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think the answer is going to come from you today, Caroline.
you think I'm the control person here, huh? Okay.
You are.
Vera, I don't know, but we're going to see what we can find out for you.
Okay. Yeah, I had, like I said, you know, I'd been praying for cleansing and healing and just any awakening or, you know, anything to help me, you know, help me raise my vibration.
This was more than an answer to your prayer. Indirectly it was, but what they are telling me is this was a part of your soul that is beyond your ego part that was communicating with you. And that was the reason why the communication went on during sleep time, because you haven't developed enough. It's not so much that you haven't developed enough, but you do not have the faith right now to believe that you can actually speak to that part of your soul, which is beyond that doorway or that entranceway to the higher mind. So this was an agreement. When you were making plans before you came into this lifetime, you and your soul laid out objectives. And if you really think about what happened to you, you will feel quite comfortable. There is a part of you that knows that this came about because it was on time, it was really expected, and so that higher part of you, that soul that is that portion of your soul that is guiding your entity, was aware that this was the time. Therefore, they said, are you ready? You have been ready. As far as your ego is concerned, you're not quite so sure about it, because your ego does not remember the planning that went on between your soul and this entity that was going to come down to Earth and take on the biology of your parents and be the individual that you are. So that memory was cut. And so from that point of view, you don't remember. But there is the hidden part of you that feels quite comfortable with this, because you knew, number one, it was on time. Number two, you have been waiting for it. And so in a sense, this energy is connecting you to some memories from the past. It was a download of information. Now, people receive downloads of information in different formats, so to speak. Some people receive the information where they actually see something go by their eyes and it looks like Braille. That's a form of download. Your downloading was a little bit different, because the structures of your past lifetimes and how you have worked in the past is more attuned to the kind of energy that you received. And what they are telling me is that you have been an energy worker many times. You know how to manipulate energy. And this gift was not given to you before this time because you were not ready. Not so much that you weren't ready, but the world was not ready, in the sense that the energies that are coming to this planetary realm right now are new energies to human beings. We gave some indication that Archangel Michael is talking about these energies coming in March, April, and May. You have received your download. You are not remembering this consciously, but unconsciously you have been alerted and awakened to this point of time. And so the recommendation to you right now is, it might be a good idea to keep a diary to see how you are implementing these energies and how you are going to be using them. In other words, what you are feeling, what you are sensing. It is like there is going to be new life to you now, because in a sense, this is a new you.
Mm-hmm.
Energetically, this is a new you. And as you implement this, you are going to be able to access higher and higher levels of truth. You are just on the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but you will graduate very quickly. But they are recommending that you be very careful with this, in the sense that not that anything is wrong, but be deliberate. See yourself evolving. The reason for this is so that you have complete faith in what you are receiving.
Okay.
You were a master of energy. You have come back this time to work with energy and help implement the integration between the cosmic energies and the energies of the Earth. This is a very important time. This is your job. This is what you're going to be doing. You have to overcome the factor of disbelief. Have faith in yourself. That is why you were given this wake-up call, so that you understand that something was different. This is not business as usual. You got the tap on the shoulder, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and they are saying, now go with it.
Okay. Yeah, one of the things that seems like that I've noticed since that time, and actually for this whole year, is that I feel so much more love towards my fellow men. And, I mean, just being able to see people and see that God in them.
Mm-hmm.
And...
And you write all of this down. You see, you need to see yourself on paper going through these changes, because you are tapping into a new level of truth. We are moving towards what is called and will be called the essence of oneness. The illusions or delusions of the Earth will be slowly falling away.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be integrated as one people. The spiritual hierarchy has many plans for this. You are a part of helping to integrate these energies onto this plane. And so, of course, the love energy is very important. Like I said, you received a download.
Yeah.
And love is the overriding feature here, so to speak. And you're catching up.
Yeah, thank you.
So go to work.
Yes, and thank you so much for the blog, the Archangel Michael blog. I think that's great information. And
well, are you on? Have you joined the newsletter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because did you become involved in the conference call?
I don't know what I was looking at. I missed that date completely, but.
Well, there's going to be another one coming up. You in particular are going to want to be a part of this,
yeah.
since you are working with the energies. Do not miss the next date.
Okay.
We will be giving you that information through the newsletter.
Yeah, I had planned to join last one, and for some reason I didn't catch the date correctly or something, and I missed it. But
don't flip to the next one.
Yeah, I am keeping my eyes open for the next one.
That's
so
good
yeah.
enough. You take care.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, this is kind of, Caroline, this is sort of giving us a little entree into what I really wanted to speak about and touch
right.
upon this on this particular show. You there?
Amazing how, yes, and isn't it amazing how that always happens?
Yeah, just have a little faith, huh?
Right.
I wanted to kind of touch. We're going to have a little bit of a problem here, aren't we? We have a caller, and your name, please.
Good afternoon, ladies. It's Julia. How are you today?
Hi, Julia.
Well, Julia. I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty fine myself.
Sounds good to me.
Listen, I did the Infinity exercise with you. It's funny that you guys are talking about the brain today, because I was just speaking with my mother earlier, and I had been telling her that, you know, I was getting a little concerned with my short-term memory, because it seems like, you know, somebody can tell me something, and, you know, a minute later, it's like, you know, what did they just tell me? So.
That'll stop.
Would it be possible for you to check to make sure that I actually connected
Got
all the
it.
Dots? Yeah.
Caroline, did she get it, dear?
Yes,
did you
did.
Wake her up?
She did. She got
okay.
it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, just, you know, when, I mean, I know, you know, we get things on our mind and are distracted, and sometimes I'm just flat not paying very good attention.
Well,
yes,
there's a lot of very strong, different energy coming in now, which is one of the things Carol and I are getting ready to talk about, and it does affect us each a little bit differently. So that could be part of what's going on, and as your body adjusts to that, and the Infinity symbol is completely, activated. I kept trying to cough and choke and everything all at one time.
So we set an alarm for you, Caroline.
Yeah. You'll see that's going to change, Julia.
Is it
so don't
good?
Worry about it.
Okay, because, you know, I mean, I know, you know, getting older, we start to, you know, get a little foggy, have a little senior moments.
Julia.
But, yes.
Julia.
Is this God speaking?
Yes, God.
You know, every time I hear that, I keep thinking of Cheney standing behind Bush going, this is God. This is God. I tell you, I always do. No, the reason I'm asking is Julia's an avid listener. Are we having an echo? It goes out over the main lines.
You know, I'm not hearing it.
That's, yeah.
I'm just hearing it
okay.
just as clear.
Yeah. It's crystal clear, isn't it?
I'm not hearing it echo actually on my line to you.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and if you do hear an echo, it's internal on the other mixer. See, there's several mixers and things that go to, that is, we can actually do things now that is going to be quite incredible. We're set up. The 8.5-page newsletter we sent everybody out, boy, I got to tell you, Carolyn, you're going to love going ahead. This is just, we're having so much fun now.
Great.
Even while Mercury's in retrograde, so.
Not for fun.
Well, I know, isn't it? Today we've got big stuff going on. It's the full moon lunar eclipse.
God, what a beautiful day. I love you, ladies. All right, I'll let you go.
Thanks, God.
Everything is okay, and my brain's going to defog at some point, and I'll be as clear as a bell once again.
Julia, you're fine.
Right.
You're great, actually.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're great, too, girl.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'll get off here. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful rest of the day, and I'll keep listening.
Sounds
okay.
great, Julia. We're
okay.
delighted to have you out there in the audience listening to us.
Well, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Before we get into energies, I want to talk a little bit about, in essence, how God works with us through his cosmic creation. And the cosmos is an incredibly beautiful place. And since we've had the Hubble telescope, that has come back with some incredible pictures because they are able to fly that telescope over and above a lot of the Earth traffic, the noise and interference closer to Earth. And so they're coming back with these incredibly marvelous pictures. And I remember one of the pictures that I loved in particular was the Star Nursery. I'm not familiar if you recall this. It was on the cover of a lot of magazines, probably one of the most looked at pictures that came back from Hubble. And it showed gases forming, hydrogen columns, and this was a star nursery where stars came into being with the interaction of the different different elements. And one of the things that I had received in information, tremendous amounts of information that I get from the other side, is that these aren't literally just columns of gas sitting out there working and evolving, but that there were actually angels assigned to working with those star nurseries, which to me was an incredibly beautiful thought, to think that what we are looking at, we are thinking in terms of just scientific knowledge, but when you bring the spiritual element to it, it just makes a whole different picture of how the cosmos is working. And so what we think of as random activities out in the cosmos, they're very integrated. They are very integrated with spiritual direction, with the shepherding of angels who are working these different channels, so to speak. And so, you know, we hear a lot about gateways opening and energy coming through, and sometimes it's really hard for us to understand what in the world is all this about. You know, somebody channels something and they say a gateway has opened. Well, I'm not here to say that that isn't true. I'm here to discuss this in a way that you can understand what is happening. And, for instance, if there is in the very distance, a very far distance from us, that we have an explosion of some sort, of a constellation or stars or things that are going on in that respect, this energy travels. And so some of the energy, you know, we don't really think of this. We're star people. Our planet has star material on it. If you look at it from the scientific point of view, I remember Carl Sagan talking about how energy over from exploding stars has landed here on the planet, and how they've actually found this material inside of the planet. And so we are, because we are of the Earth, there is this incredible energy and building block, so to speak. We are a part of it. And so these energies that come to us, they are part and parcel of stars exploding that send forth a tremendous energetic wave that reaches a planet that we have access to. And in the composition of what those stars were made out of, to me, this is so incredible to understand, to start to peer into this and see how it is all integrated, so that different gateways open and this energetic material from an explosion that happened eons ago in another part of the cosmos comes at the right moment, is shepherded by angels, and comes into our being, into where we live, to help us grow. We are utilizing it. It is spiritual energy. Some of it comes through the explosions on the sun, that that solar activity that is occurring. And we like to think that, oh, all of this is mysterious, and God works in mysterious ways, but he also uses the tools at hand that is in the cosmos. He is using what he had created. And I would like to apologize to God, because maybe she is using these tools. And the joke is on us thinking of God as masculine, but then we know that it is Mother, Father, God balanced between the two, so perhaps I'm forgiven if I use the word he. And so this particular year, I wanted to kind of give a little backdrop so we understand that what is occurring are things that are natural. This isn't something that somebody dropped in on us that is mysterious. A lot of what is happening is material. It's like a clockwork out there. You know, you see a clock where one wheel goes into another, and this is how it is. One planet moves in a certain way. It meshes with something else. It opens and closes doorways to allow these particular building blocks, energy blocks, and also some hard physical particles to come into our sphere of activity, and it was all designed. It is all a plan, and it is a magnificent, incredibly beautiful plan that all of this happens at designated moments. And we are at the end of several cycles. One of the cycles is the 200,000-year cycle. And for those of you who might be interested in this kind of information, I would suggest that you really consider going to CarolynEvers.com and look at Journey to the Other Side. There are 10 masters who have given this kind of information. Mother Mary is the first installment, and she talks about this 200,000-year cycle. And if you look back at 200,000 years, well, what happened then? It is when modern man, what we call modern man, first made its appearance on this earth. And we are coming to the end of that cycle, which means there are other steps to be made now. And all of these energy factors that are coming into us and at these moments is all planned. I've been working very intensely with Archangel Michael because he is telling us it is time for his light workers to awaken, that this is the moment. He promised to waken his light workers, and this is the moment. And it is like the gears are meshing. They are in place, and it cannot be changed. Nothing can go back. And one of the big changes that occurred was in 1999. And the first time I heard of this was in Viva Papa, where information was given to us by Pope John Paul. Dear, sweet person. It was just a delight taking this information from him. And in 1999, something extraordinary happened. And NASA has this information right on the their website, except they don't really know what it was. They know that something extraordinary happened during that time. I believe it was in March. And we had a great deal of solar activity at the time. During this time of solar activity, which usually happens, is that there is a solar wind. It's the electrons that come from the sun that goes to the North Pole that makes the aurora borealis. Well, during that particular time, that solar wind stopped. There was no electrons going from the sun to the North Pole. There was no northern lights for, I'm not quite sure how long, I don't recall right now, but I think it was like three or four days. The solar flares were very intense. The solar wind stopped, and what Archangel Michael and what John Paul tells us is that during that period of time, there was special energy that came from source directly, from the center of the cosmos. This energy came through the sun had no resistance whatsoever, came through the sun, and what it did was it imprinted the earth. It imprinted human beings. It changed the DNA. It literally went to the core of the planet, and it changed the core itself. So that particular time, the planet was imprinted with this energy, and that was the big change. From that period of time, we have had wave upon wave upon wave of information coming through in the form of solar flares, gateways that have been opening, and the Earth is slowly changing along with human beings. And each one of these waves, and the beauty of it is each one of these waves has a specific function. That, to me, just blows my mind to realize that nothing is by chance. It's all orderly. It's all planned. The thing is, we don't always know the steps. And this is the whole point of what Archangel Michael has come to talk about, that during this whole year, there will be a great deal of energy. You feel it. You know something's going on, but you just don't know what it is. And so for March, April, and May, these 3 months are going to be extraordinary energy months. We had a conference call a couple weeks ago. This laid the foundation. Archangel Michael laid it out, told us what was going to happen. The month of March, the purpose for that energy is it is going to be clearing the human body from all of the additives that has been in our food that we have eaten over the years. Any impurities in the water that we have consumed or in the air, they are residing in our physical frame. The energies that are coming in for March are to clear those. That's why you're sniffling, you're coughing, you're who knows what. You name it, we got it someplace.
It's
happening.
Hurting.
It's
doing
hurting.
Something.
Right. If it's not running, it's hurting.
Exactly.
So the couple things I would like to suggest, if you're interested in any of this, please come to Archangel Michael's conclave.com. Sign up for the newsletter. When our conference call for March comes about, you will get a letter. You will get a message from Archangel Michael about the energies for that month. Now, our last meeting, he had a message that he had me read. Then he channeled a meditation to help prepare us as a group for the incoming energies. And then after that meditation, he assigned, and this was so incredible, he assigned one of his warrior angels to each one of the people who were there. One individual sent me a note and said that her warrior angel actually talked to her, introduced himself. I just love that one. And how to use these energies. And then lastly but not least, anybody who was on the line could ask Archangel Michael a question that had to do with any of the energies and what was happening, and through channeling him, we were able to give Archangel Michael's answer to each one of the people who were online. So do sign up. If you want an overview of what is happening, he has given a book. It is Archangel Michael's Earth History, Past, Present, and Future. That's available also at CarolynEvers.com. And if I am passionate about this, it is because he has told me so much about what is happening right now and where things are going to go from here. And so many of us do not know about any of this. And that's why I just want to get this news out to you of what is on the horizon. Now, one of the things that Archangel Michael has said in his installment in Journey to the Other Side, he talks about a group of light workers who got together under the call of Master Kasumi several years ago. And that particular group were on a ship. We were sailing at that particular time, and a gateway had opened to Atlantis. We were sailing across that gateway, and we were able to formulate a mental picture of what the new physical body should look like and be that we are going to be graduating to, and the qualities that would be good in the makeup of the new Adam Cadman man and woman. And he speaks about this, and I had been with that group who were involved with this, and it was incredible. It was beautiful. And so light workers have been planning for this moment over the last several years and planning intensely. The only problem is so few of us really know what is coming down the pike, and it is a beautiful thing. So be on the conclave call. I will just mention one other thing that Archangel Michael is working with, and that is a course on working with electrons. Now, for those of you who are part of the conclave, want to be a part of it and join, we have a password where you can work with three of the first lessons that he gave us on working with the electrons. This is exceedingly important because he is telling us that there are, in the upper dimensions, physically, when we move there, that there will be electrons, that the matter will be composed of it, but it's not quite the same as the electrons in our dimensions. It's similar. And so to control those electrons, this is what he is giving these lessons about. And it is so that we can control the electrons of the sixth and seventh dimension. This is big stuff, folks.
It certainly is. Sounds like we all better get busy.
Yeah, we're going to give a test after this.
I was afraid
you got your electron study today.
What? I was afraid you might say that.
No, it's the whole thing is just so exciting. We all asked to be here. We all came. We had our hands up. And, you know, we're blessed. We actually were given the okay sign to even be here, to be participating in all of this. So, folks, give us a call. In the U.S., the number is 877-876-5227 to talk to my delightfully gifted co-host, Caroline Allen, who I have known for a long time. Trust her implicitly. She's the real deal. And if you're from Canada.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. If you're from Canada.
How are you?
Well, I try. Our number here.
You gotta get that word out of your vocabulary. You are.
Well, when I say try, I guess this is a state of mind. It's a state of mind that I'm in that no matter what I do, I'm gonna work at it the very best that I can. So I guess it's from, it's not that I don't feel that I can accomplish. I guess it's a carryover from, a little girl growing up. And it's no matter what you need to do, you're always going to work at doing the best. That's from the, but maybe I need to just take those words out, like you say.
Well, try you need to take out because you do it or you don't.
That's true. So
you do work or you don't.
Well,
and you do the work.
I really think I do. I
do
put a lot of hours in it. So our Canadian folks, call 888-810-8322. And if you don't do it now, the show's going to be over before you realize it. If you had that question, pick up the phone. So, my dear, I'm going to turn the mic over to you
you're out of breath by now.
That's my passion coming through.
I know. It's really beautiful. It's really beautiful. And I do think that people need to be consciously aware, more consciously aware, even.
Caroline, with you work with many of the same entities that I work with. Don't like that word entity. Maybe I should say angels and ascended masters. That sounds a lot better. And
yes.
God. And you understand what I'm saying when you touch their energy, when you listen to them, and your energy is being overlapped with their energy, and you feel their love. It is very difficult, if not impossible, not to feel passionate about this kind of work.
Oh, I agree, because their energy is it's just so much more loving and more concentrated, almost. Maybe that's a good word for it. Their energy is more concentrated than ours is. We sometimes tend to let our energies get scattered. Our energy, and they're very focused and very together, and seem so much more able to accomplish things than sometimes we feel like we can do. You know, so it's really a blessing to be able to work with them and to understand that we too can do those things. We just need the we need the practice, and we need the focus, and we need the meditation time, and and also the doing time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a way, because you have lots of things that you personally need to accomplish in each of your lifetimes.
And it's the one message that I would like to even repeat to those people who are listening. Energetically, this is the time in particular where the dimensions are thinning between them and us, and it is the time where we can reach out and touch them. You know what I'm saying? They are standing there next to us. They want us to be aware of them. Archangel Michael, in so many of his messages that I have brought forth to other people, he has said many times, consider me your big brother. We all came with him to this planet when it was created. We came as a group. And this is hard to even understand. We don't accept this. We watched as the angels brought the blueprint. We watched as Archangel Michael brought the string. There was a string that he brought that is in the string theory. He brought that thread, and it had inside sacred geometric shapes. And so these things were used in that incredible blast of creation, and his light workers stood there and watched. We were in attendance then. And the shame of it all, well, not the shame, the sadness of it all is that we don't remember. We haven't come to the point where we remember. But maybe if you hear my words and you think on it, you might bring back some wispy memories of this. Because it's time to wake up, as he said. It's time to become more aware, to be able to stretch your mind and heart over the dimensions to know where we are going. And if there is anything that I can do to help you remember, it is what I earnestly want to do,
is to help Archangel Michael in awakening his light workers, because they are not awakening. So take the moments, meditate, think on the new life that started here on this planet, and through the long, dark, some really dark and treacherous times through history, how life here has fallen in its ability, but it's on its way up, and we are here to help in some fashion. It's a glorious time.
I agree. A very exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very, there's just so much out there to see and participate in and to be part of that, you know, and it's time for us to quit focusing on what new something thingamajig that we need to buy. We need to be focusing more on what we're doing and where we're actually going. You know, it's time to make some new choices about where we're going in our development and
really what's important.
Yep.
I thought about that when I saw people on television before Christmas waiting in line overnight to get a new PlayStation. It sounds like I'm belittling them, and I'm not really. It's just that, it's a toy, and it's important to spend some of that leisure time. You know, there's nothing wrong with toys and leisure time. I'm the first one to play, but it's also important to spend some of the time on spiritual things, like reading some of the lessons that Archangel Michael had me put up on the Conclave site, working with the electron. And you too, I know that you see this too, Caroline. We do the show, people call in, and, you know, we see angels around them. We see ascended masters who are there ready to work with them, who are looking for their attention. You know, they want to be observed so that they can work with the people. You know, we see this every time we're on the show.
Oh, yeah. And you know, because I also work in the microcosmic area, I guess, because a lot of the work that I see and the work that I do is on the cellular level, it's just really fascinating to see things sort of move from that small level to the large level of the healing that takes place because the cell has changed.
Let's talk a little bit about the cellular level. I think this would be a very important topic at the moment because we are being told that we are changing from a carbon-based cell to a crystalline-based cell. Caroline, when you look into the body and you see a crystalline cell, can you share with us something, perhaps, of what it might look like?
Oops, we got somebody calling in. I'm saved by the bell.
You're saved by the bell. who is our lovely new listener who has called in?
This is Betty Ann.
I didn't hear. Who is this?
Betty Ann.
Little Lamb?
Betty Ann.
Oh, Betty.
Yeah.
Betty, are you a little lamb, darling?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Listen, Carolyn, I was wondering, I'm supposed to hold a certain energy when the dimensions divide, but you forgot to tell me what energy that was.
Now, are you talking about when Caroline did the infinity?
No, when you did a reading for me, you said something about I was to hold some energy when the dimensions divide. I think that's the way you put it.
Gee, Betty, I don't have that reading in front of me, but
Well, I was just wondering what kind of energy that might be.
Well, Betty, you don't need to worry about what kind of energy it is.
Uh-huh.
As long as you are continuing to raise your vibration rate, you will be holding the correct energy when the dimensions divide.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. You don't need to really worry about, oh, what is the energy I'm supposed to hold?
Okay.
Your soul knows what energy you're supposed to hold.
And as
long as you are continuing your spiritual development, you're going to be holding that energy.
Okie dokie. Well, that's
now, while we're talking, before you go, don't jump off, Betty.
Okay.
While we're talking about this, Caroline, take a look at Betty's heart chakra.
Okay. Have your chakras been replaced?
I think you replaced them. At least I was on the program when you were doing that. I believe it was the chakras.
Okay.
Maybe it was the DNA. I'm not sure, Caroline.
Hmm.
I imagine some of them are pretty stopped up.
Well, I see that your heart chakra needs to be replaced.
Replaced?
That's why I was asking, yes.
Uh-huh.
Carolyn, is that what you were referring to?
Well, I intuitively felt that she needed work done on her heart chakra. I wasn't getting that it needed to be replaced. Doesn't mean that that's not the case. Just that wasn't what came to me. What came to me intuitively was to look at that. My thought was to see if it needed to be opened more. But you're saying that it needed to be replaced, and maybe that's what it was. I just intuitively felt there was something there that needed to be done on the heart chakra.
Well, let's open it up.
Okay.
Wait till I get my can opener.
I think we can do it a little bit more gently than that.
We could do it a little more gently. I'm for that.
Okay.
Are you
okay
for that, Betty?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay, let's replace that. Okay, the first thing we're going to do is take out the old one.
Okay.
Okay, and they're putting in a new one. And this one is more cylindrical shaped, so it looks more like a cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll open it, make sure it's open at both ends, and is rotating at the same rate of speed and the same level. As the others. Okay, and while he's doing it, he's just popping all the old ones out. We must not have replaced your chakras. We must have done something else the last time we worked. He's just popping all of them out and we're replacing in every single one of them.
All of the chakras?
Yep.
Oh, does this cost any extra?
You're getting new ones, dear.
Oh, that's good.
You're getting new ones in there.
Hallelujah.
Okay, now, you just mentally say a prayer of thanks to the old chakras for the work they did and thank the new chakras for coming in?
Yes, I've already started then.
Okay. And they're stepping right on down there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wow. So that's the
They're cheaper by the dozen, dear. Maybe that's it. Are you done, Caroline?
Mm-hmm. Raising them up, making sure everything's level and balanced, and the speed and so forth is the same. Okay, my dear, they're all open, they're all operating, they're all balanced, so you should feel wonderful in the morning.
Well, wonderful. This is
now, Betty, don't go, because I got something for you, dear.
Okay.
Are you? I just want to make sure you. I'm not stepping on your toes, Caroline. Were you finished with Betty?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good.
That's fun.
Now, Betty, I want to give you something to do that's a fun thing to do.
Okay.
When you see something beautiful, like a mother holding her newborn child, and you look at this child, and it just delights you.
It always does.
Okay.
Inside,
I want you to pay attention and feel the joy.
Okay.
This is a little experiment for you on feeling joy.
Okay.
So that if you see some flowers, the first flowers that come up in the spring, you know, you've got a lot of ice and snow, and all of a sudden the crocus are up. How beautiful it is.
Yeah.
Go
I'm looking
a step
at the...
further. Appreciate the beauty, but feel the joy.
Okay.
Every opportunity that you have where you see something beautiful, you feel its beauty, I want you to experience the joy that goes with that.
Now that'll be easy.
I know it
okay.
will.
Yeah.
But you need to do it, darling.
Okay.
This is what's going to open your heart chakra and help accelerate you on the path. Because if you work with feeling joy wherever you can,
uh-huh.
you will be joy.
Okay.
And so... this is what we want Betty to do, to be joy now. We're going to call you
and
joy.
And anybody else that's out there, follow your joy.
Absolutely.
Amen. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate
bless
it.
Bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much.
Caroline, I'm glad you added that about everyone else. Out there, I felt it was important for Betty to do this, and you're absolutely right for everyone because we see these beautiful things, but we're not taking the time. I realize this is a generalization, but I think it's true for a lot of us. We are so busy, there are pressures, yada yada yada, all we got to do in everyday life, but. Here is a spiritual practice that takes nothing hardly of time to implement into your life, and it is exceedingly important. You see a beautiful sunset. Yes, watch the sunset, but make an attempt to feel the joy within your being when you look at that sunset. Every opportunity that you have, even if you walk into someone's house and you're smelling something really good cooking, and you are anticipating this wonderful dinner. Feel the joy in that. All of your senses, whether it is taste, whether it is the scent or the music, if you hear some music that is particularly beautiful, yes, listen to it, but feel the joy. Every opportunity that you have, feel the joy that goes with all of these sensory examples, because this is how we turn into joy, and it's very important today because this is the time when we must open our heart chakras to life as we are living it now in every phase.
We are to be joyful in who and what we are, everyone that we meet, everything that we see. So thank you, Caroline. I appreciate you adding that because I didn't think about it.
Sure. Thank you for adding why.
Oh, we work together well.
We do. I agree with that.
We've been doing it since the beginning of time.
I know. And I hope we have had as much fun the entire time.
Oh, I'm sure. See, this is what you call an old friend.
Exactly.
We've cycled together over the centuries. Well, I think eons is better.
Well, I think eons is probably better, too. I agree with that.
So, how comfy can you get with a friend if you've been with them eons? So how old does that make you, Caroline?
Ooh. Well, I was thinking when at some point somebody was talking about losing, having short-term memory loss, maybe that
was
Julia. Now, you know, that's one of the things we also need to really release from our thought system is that we're aging.
Oh,
we're
why don't you do a little meditation? Darling, do a little meditation with that. I think that's excellent. Come on, you know how to do it.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, thank you for these radiantly healthy and beautifully ageless bodies in which we reside. Thank you for helping us remember that we are timeless, ageless, and that we are one with you. And therefore, we become more beautiful, more joyful, more peaceful in each and every moment in which we live. Thank you for our love and our breath. Thank you for all that you give us. In the name of the Christ. Amen.
Oh, Caroline, you have a way with words. I couldn't have done better myself. I think I'm 10 years younger.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, my goodness. Folks, we have 3 minutes. If you were out there and wanted to call in, I think we've come to the end of the timeline.
I think we have, too. And I do think that other people who are out there, they, you know, if you wake up in the morning, you can always, I always say prayers when I wake up in the morning. I pray for the earth, and I send energy down to the center of the earth and out into the cosmos, and it's the energy of God's love, and I also think that you do it for yourself. You know, you say, I am healthy, I'm alive, I'm active, I'm able to do everything that God needs for me to do. And when you say those things, when you first get up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, you're reaffirming that you are those things and that... that's what you believe.
Sweetheart, we've got to hang up, darling. Real quick, give everybody your phone number.
It's 540-586-2401, and thank you all for listening.
My website, CarolynEvers.com. Check it out. Get information about Archangel Michael and Journey to the Other Side. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We love you all. Thanks for calling in. We'll keep you in our prayers. Goodbye, all.
Thank you for keeping us in your prayers, too.
Indeed.
Good night.
Good night.